The internet.
6.9. You will hear a conversation between a university tutor and two students. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 4.
Welcome back. I trust you had a good break and that you managed to read the books I recommended to you. Any problems, Brad?
You know, I thought Hands Off the Planet might be difficult to get hold of. As it turned out, they had a whole stack of them in my local bookstore. It was even on special offer.
Yeah. And you get a free password to enter a website dedicated to the book.
Really, Janet?
Yeah. I tried to take a look at it, but the link wasn't working.
Oh, well. And what about Dr. Jones' book?
The bookstore said it was reprinting at the moment. But in the end, I managed to track down a copy in a second-hand bookshop.
Smart thinking there, Brad. How about you, Janet?
Well, my brother had a copy, so I just borrowed that.
Good. So, what did you make of them?
I loved Hands Off the Planet. It was such an easy read. Unlike The Future is Bright. I mean, it kept losing me. The argument just kept jumping around.
I know what you mean. It wasn't helped by the fact that quite a few of the quotes in foreign languages were left untranslated. It's as if we're all expected to be multilingual.
Yes. I'm afraid that Dr. Jones does like to show off his familiarity with different languages. I'll certainly make that point to him next time I see him.
But I think the main problem with Dr. Jones' book was that it assumed a previous knowledge of the subject.
Yeah, right. There were some chapters where I felt way out of my depth. I had no idea what he was talking about.
I had to get my brother to explain it to me.
I just didn't feel Dr. Jones' book was very user-friendly. Unlike Hands Off the Planet, it had no illustrations, and the section containing the extended interviews with all those foreign businessmen just went on and on.
Didn't it just?
Well, it is a little on the long side, yes. But I think it remains a relevant and valuable resource. Though, on reflection, it may have been a wiser option to have put these in the back of the book.
As an appendix?
Precisely.